The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
No handshakes, no opening statements. Donald Trump and Joe Biden go head-to-head in the first U.S. presidential debate.
In fact, Dr. Fauci said President Trump saved thousands of lives. They're going to be
delivering. This is the same man
it's who all
told
set
you
up.
By Easter this would be gone away.
I'm Olivia Kui.
And I'm Haryanto Diman. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. The first debate on Tuesday between US President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden saw both men throwing insults at each other in a chaotic and brutal 90-minute showdown.
Well, Mr. Biden called Mr. Trump a clown and the worst president America has ever had. Mr. Trump said there was nothing smart about his Democratic rival and repeatedly talked over Mr. Biden's answers.
On the issues, they argued about the economy, election integrity and race. They also quarreled over COVID-19, with Mr. Biden criticizing the president's pandemic response.
You didn't think we should have closed our country because you thought it was terrible. You wouldn't have closed it for another 2 months. By my doing it early, in fact, Dr. Fauci said President Trump saved thousands of lives. They're going to be
this
delivering
is the same
vaccine.
Man.
It's all
told
set
you
up
by Easter. This would be gone away by the warm weather. It'd be gone. Miraculous, like a miracle. And by the way, maybe you could inject some bleach in your arm and that would take care of it. This is the
that
same
was
man.
Said sarcastically. That was you know that. I was said sarcastically.
And so here's the deal.
If you look, I mean, I have a mask right here. I put a mask on, you know, when I think I need it. Tonight, as an example, everybody's had a test and you've had social distancing and all of the things that you have to. But I
just
wear
like
masks when needed. When needed, I wear masks.
OK, let me ask.
I don't wear masks like him. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. He could be speaking 200 feet away from it. He shows up with the biggest mask I've ever seen.
Vice President Biden, go ahead, sir.
Look, the way to open businesses is give them the wherewithal to be able to open. We provided money. The Congress.
But I was asking you, sir, about masks.
Well, masks make a big difference. His own head of the CDC said if we just wore masks between now, if everybody wore masks in social distance between now and January, we'd probably save up to 100,000 lives. It matters.
And they've also
it
said
matters.
The opposite.
Foreign editor Bhagya Sri Gareka joins us to further discuss the debate. Welcome, Bhagya. Bhagya, chaotic, childish, even. That's how the first debate was described. Amid the noise, what were the key messages, if there were any to begin with?
So I think chaotic and what did you say?
Childish.
Yeah. Right, so I think that about captures it. Some of the other things I heard, I was flipping through various news channels. So I think Bloomberg, I heard someone say that it was, you know, one hot mess. And somewhere else I heard someone say that everybody was talking, nobody was listening, and nobody learned anything. So, and if I had to, you know, use my own word, I would say it was unprecedented. We saw that there was this reference to Biden calling Trump a clown and telling him to just shut up, man. And then you had Trump say, you know, Biden was not smart. So these are not things that people expect to hear before a very, very serious election at which, you know, there are great stakes at play. Right. That bit certainly was something to watch for.
Mm. So amid all of that, were there any focus messages that the both candidates managed to put across?
I think for Trump, it might have been on the coronavirus, because he was basically defending his record. And given that's the case, he managed to make a few points. And Biden, I think, also refuted them well. So you saw that trade going on. And the other thing was Biden, I think, made one very good point where he basically said Trump had made America weaker, poorer, more divided and more violent. So with this, I think that's the kind of message people might be taking away. For Trump, I think another was he said to Biden that, you know, I've done more in my 47 months than you have done in your 47 years, referring to Biden's long public record. So I think those are the kind of things people might remember if it's not for all the insults that were traded.
Right. Well, we want to hear your thoughts, more thoughts on, you know, each candidate. Who, in your opinion, performed better in the debate?
That's interesting. Who performed better? Who performed worse?
Performed less bad.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, our colleague, our U.S. Bureau Chief, Nirmal Ghosh, he's just put out an article and probably our viewers might have read it. According to people he's spoken and according to focus groups that people try to speak to understand who performed better, apart from your own personal view, People seem to think that Biden performed better. But then if you were at all hearing Fox Network, you would think Trump performed better. Because everybody said, well, this was a debate and Trump was provocative. You know, he was going in for it. And that's what he needed to do. So it really did depend on which side you were on to see, you know, who performed better. The most critical thing, however, is this, that this was a chance for each of these candidates to try and make a point and swing the fence sitters. So presuming they already have their party loyalists, their base with them, you have at least maybe about 11%, 20% of voters who still haven't decided who they're going to vote for. And if that's the case, they were watching this. Did they emerge with, you know, one way or another? I'm not sure. I think most people just, some of them were actually, they said quite openly on TV that they were just turned off. And they, somebody called it a national embarrassment.
So on that note, Bhagya, so you mentioned it depends on which side you're on. And, you know, neither Trump nor Biden are known for their debating skills. So two more debates to go before the November 3rd polls. Will these debates actually hurt them more than you think?
Yes, there's quite a possibility that they would. But of course, they have chance to take stock, you know, react to how the voters are reacting to what they said. And then they might tailor in. But having said that, we do know that Trump has a certain persona that he brings with him on stage, and which is the persona we saw. Biden has a certain other image, which might be, well, he likes to project himself as a decent man, an honest man from the working class and so on. So I'm not sure that anything happened here that would have, you know, convinced the voters either way.
Well, we have to bring the U.S. election to, you know, our local audience. So, Bhagya, why should Singaporeans care about the debates and, you know, more broadly, who becomes the next U.S. president?
There are very good reasons to care for it. Well, first of all, this is the world's most powerful nation. Going to election, voting for their next leader. So you definitely want to see who wins. So debate is something you would tend to follow. The other one is that in our region, we're seeing this big contest play out between US and China. And it matters greatly for us then, you know, who the next president is, because it affects how this region trades, what kind of security, military arrangements it has. All these things are in the works. And therefore, I'd say there's very good reason to watch this unfold. And I hope you will watch it with us, with ST and with our bureau.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show once more, Bhagya. We've been speaking to The Straits Times' foreign editor, Bhagya Srigareka, on the first U.S. presidential debate. The second debate is about 2 weeks away on October 15th.